At Parker, our purpose is simple. We want to make the world a better place. By working more efficiently, by using more sustainable practices, by developing better technologies, we keep moving forward. With each new idea, innovation, and partnership, we're one step closer to fulfilling our purpose every single day. To find out more, visit parker.com/purpose. Parker, engineering your success.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everybody? It's Bo here with a Halo TV Talk mini. That's right, we got a new episode of Halo, and I gotta say, this one was pretty epic. Like, all right, so first off, it was going kind of slow, and I was thinking, man, you know what? What's missing here? I can't quite figure out what's missing here. And then we got the action sequence at the end, and it was phenomenal. That's one of the things that I feel like this series has done really well right out the gate. They've communicated visually, like, just the world of Halo. Everything is done so earnestly and specifically and correctly visually that you have to give it to them. I mean, like, I'm sorry, but it is absolutely incredible to see Jackals, to see the weaponry, to see the costumes, to have the world feel like the world of Halo, I think is fantastic. And this episode really kind of had that on full display, especially with the end with the battle sequence. And, you know, I think Cortana even points out to Chief that he hasn't been tested yet. Ever since he removed the pebble or the pellet or whatever from his back, he hasn't actually been battle ready yet. He hasn't been battle tested. And, you know, so we've seen over the course of the last few episodes between Chief and also Kay, I believe, the other Spartan. I'm still working on the names here. But anyway, like, we've seen the two of them really adjusting to, you know, just seeing the world, like the scales have fallen from their eyes and they're able to experience emotion and just feelings and thought processing in a way they never really have. And this affects both of them very differently. We've seen, like, it's almost like this, like Kay's almost like fighting back laughter constantly. It's almost like she's a little high, you know, like just like trying to hold it together because she's got this overwhelmed sensation of like texture and light and feeling, and like all of these different things are kind of coming out of from that standpoint. Whereas with Chief, it's been more about trauma. He's like had this kind of blunt force, you know, unpacking of his history. And I think part of that, well, I mean, I guess we see that largely that comes from his interactions with these artifacts and these what we as an audience know is Forerunner technology. I don't believe they've actually called it Forerunner tech on the show yet. I could be wrong there, but I think that's the case. You know, I realized actually while I was watching this and as we saw, you know, John being taken away from his family, we saw kind of the blurry vision of another child being put down or being put in the bed in his place. You know, I was thinking like, okay, this is this happening. And it kind of reminded me of, you know, when we saw Halsey extracting her own clone's brain to make Cortana. You know, I talked about that going into that episode, and I realized as I do these minis, I'm kind of just blatantly talking about the lore as if A, we all know it, and B, it's not considered spoilers. So I apologize, but maybe I need to do better about these minis, especially with franchises that I have some familiarity with kind of the background with, in the future. So the minis are a work in process. So hopefully y'all are enjoying them. We got a little bit more focus on Keyes, but not really. Talking about Captain Keyes specifically. Like, you know, we see, obviously we've already seen kind of the, you know, if you can even call it a family dynamic between Halsey and Keyes and Miranda. They obviously are very strained. There's a lot that goes unsaid in a lot of those relationships. I really, really love the way that Halsey, you know, you see how little she cares on an emotional level towards both Captain Keyes and her daughter. Like there's no love there. You know what I mean? There's no hate there. There's no animosity. There's just like practically nothingness. There's just enough, right? There's just a love, I would argue, from a Halsey standpoint, like just like a natural biological connection, right? That her clone several episodes back was asking like briefly about their daughter and then just kind of moved on. And we saw, like, even in this episode, we did see Halsey running and helping Miranda get up in the midst of the attack. But that's about it. Like, her concern is holistically on securing that artifact. She has a goal, and she just, like, you know, just straight lines through to that goal. We see that in the video games in Chief, right? Like, typically, he is very much, like, whatever his focus is, it's laser focused, right? And he has a goal, he has a mission, he goes and achieves it. We see that kind of on display here. And what we're seeing in this series is the unpacking of a soldier becoming less, you know, driven by kind of the forces that command him and more driven by his own goals, his own mission. And so we see that in the way that he wants to save Kay in the middle of the firefight. We also get a chance to see, if Master Chief has a superpower, it is like Domino from Deadpool or from X-Men. Like, basically, he's lucky. Like, this is, I remember the first time that it was explained to me that that was what was special about John, right? Like, it was, I think they go into it in the novels, and the idea is that all of these different Spartans, all of these different children were taken, not just because, you know, they could for whatever reason, but because they all had some kind of trait that could be heightened. Now, some people it was like, you know, extremely really good vision. Some people it was like tactical thinking, that sort of thing. John was special because John was lucky. He had luck. And I remember hearing that back, you know, many years ago and thinking, much like Deadpool did, if you saw Deadpool 2, like, luck is not a superpower. Like, that's ridiculous. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It's not very cinematic. And yet we see time and time again that luck is probably one of the most cinematic powers out there, because it basically means you could just fall from tremendous heights and just happen to land on different things or grab a thing that crashes into another thing. And I can understand if you don't know that about the character, you might be seeing this thinking like, what? No, he can't do that. Like, that's ridiculous. Nope. Sorry. That makes total sense. That is in universe. You might think that luck is not a superpower, or that luck is dumb, or that luck can't be enhanced. I present to you Domino from Deadpool. And that's what Halo is here. Or that's rather what Master Chief is here. So, epic fight sequence at the end of this. I think it really, like, just amplified the episode as a whole. I think it definitely, the series needed some action. I don't think I've been craving it per se, but as soon as it happened, I was like, oh yeah, like, where has this been? This is great. So that was fantastic. Gotta say, the pirate and the kid, I just don't care. And it's frustrating because both those actors are fantastic. The dude playing the pirate, I know he was a Shocker, if I'm not mistaken, in the first Spider-Man or the first MCU Spider-Man movie. The girl I'm not as familiar with, but I mean, she's giving it her all. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, this freedom fighter who's had her entire family, like, basically ripped out from underneath her, watched all these people she loved dies. She's like dedicated to kind of following her father's footsteps. It's a fine, fine story, but with everything else going on and kind of the emotional investment that kind of pre-exists with a lot of the other characters and just kind of the Spartan program and, you know, the Covenant and everything else, it's kind of hard to care there. It kind of feels like a story that's there to pad the runtime. And that's unfortunate. I hope that turns around. We'll see what ends up happening. A lot of time this, you know, that can turn around in series like this, where you've got these different pockets of teams that are kind of all over the place. So we'll see what ends up happening there. Finally, of course, the Blessed One has now arrived here with Master Chief. I guess we'll see what she's all about. It's interesting that she leaves the Covenant right as the Covenant get what they want. I thought that she would need to be with the artifacts because to me, it seems like her purpose with the Covenant is to be able to operate them. So what is she after? Why is she with the humans right now? I don't know. She did say she wanted to cut off, you know, the demon's head, Master Chief's head. But I wonder if there's not more than that going on. So anyway, we'll see what's up with her. My hope is that next week we might actually get more of an exploration of what her relationship with the Covenant is, other than just being abducted and possibly brainwashed. So we'll see. We'll see what's to come. But yep, that's it. That's my thoughts for this week on the Halo Mini. I hope you're enjoying these minis. If you are, awesome. Let us know. You can use the hashtag Halo TV Talk on Twitter to send in your thoughts. By the way, y'all, we've got an email address now. It is show@tvtalkfm. That's show@tvtalkfm. If you want to send in a few quick thoughts, don't send in an essay because these are minis, but if you want to send in a few quick thoughts on these episodes, feel free to do so. And I'll try to read one, maybe two on a future episode, a future mini. That's going to do it for me for now. But don't worry, we'll be back in a flash.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.